Our next article is called A Source of Light. COVID-19 Disrupts, Evolves, ELCA Global Engagement. It's written by Aaron Strebus, content editor of The Living Lutheran. At February's end, Rebecca Durst, ELCA Director for Diaconia, had just returned from Lutheran World Federation meetings in Geneva when it dawned on her COVID-19 was spreading like wildfire. Durst had been compiling situation reports on the virus for Global Mission colleagues since the start of February. A month prior, she'd overseen the release of Lutheran disaster response grants to Chinese companions combating the coronavirus. Durst, who has a doctorate in immunology, soon realized that COVID-19 could become a pandemic. In March, Global Mission staff sprang into action, allocating up to $1.5 million for relief requests they anticipated from ELCA companions. Those funds would come from general donations to LDR, Durst said, and this was a strategic choice. Usually when we face a disaster, we put out an appeal, said Rafael Malpica Padilla, Executive Director for Global Mission. We knew that financially our congregations would find themselves in a challenging position. At the same time, leadership faced another issue, ensuring the well-being of staff in the field. Chicago-based staff who were traveling were immediately recalled. The young adults in Global Mission, the YAGM, that program concluded early and volunteers were flown home. As for missionaries, we had to make quick decisions about bringing deployed staff home and supporting them while in the home and also working with those who chose to stay in their countries of service, Malpica Padilla said. Some missionaries wanted to return home but were unable to leave as travel restrictions were put in place. International students who have ELCA scholarships faced similar travel issues and worked with Global Mission staff to resolve them. Missionary formation events, at-home missionary visits, and other events scheduled throughout 2020 were canceled. By April, the ELCA's global engagement had shifted dramatically, and leaders such as Durst and Malpica Padilla believe the pandemic will have a lasting effect on it. At press time, over 16 million people worldwide have tested positive for the virus, and more than 655,000 have died, according to the World Health Organization. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported in July that nearly 4.2 million Americans had contracted the virus and over 147,000 had died. Since the outbreak began, the ELCA, through LDR, has financially supported 49 responses led by companion churches and organizations in 35 countries. In the U.S., LDR has supported 28 synods and 3 social ministry organizations that develop feeding ministries to meet needs brought about by COVID-19. In addition, the church has funded 5 international pandemic responses carried out by LWF, ACT, Alliance and Church World Service. Given the numbers, some might argue that the ELCA ought to prioritize funding for the U.S. response. But Malpica Padilla points to theologian Emil Brunner, who wrote, "The church exists by mission, just as a fire exists by burning. Where there is no mission, there is no church. And where there is neither church nor mission, there is no faith. We sing in our hymns, 'In Christ there is no east, no south, no north.' Even though we are having a rough time here, we have a larger vision," Malpica Padilla said, stressing that support is needed at home and abroad. "As a member of the Lutheran World Federation, it's important that we walk with our global companions. For the ELCA, walking alongside companions during the pandemic can be characterized as relational, contextual, and constantly evolving," Durst said. "We have been in communication since the very beginning of this," she added. They know who's in need and how to reach them. The virus has disrupted societal rhythms around the world, but companion needs differ by country context. We assume that what we do here should be normative, but that's not the case, Malpica Padilla said. It's a decision based on economics. There are people who can't afford to shelter in place, and we need to contextualize those decisions. Five themes emerged among their responses. Supplying hospitals and communities with preventative materials such as medical equipment, medical supplies, protective gear, and hygiene kits. Giving food to those unable to leave their community or those whose income were negatively affected by the pandemic. Disseminating media on proper hygiene, practices that prevent the spread of the infection. Offering psychosocial support and counseling to manage pandemic-induced anxieties and isolation. Providing financial assistance to those who have lost livelihoods. These efforts targeted the most vulnerable, Malpica Padilla said, naming women, migrants, refugees, LGBTQI+ individuals, and families experiencing poverty as those facing compounded challenges because of COVID-19. Julinda Sipayung, a Lutheran pastor and the coordinator of a women's crisis center in Indonesia, has seen firsthand that women are at the forefront of the pandemic, looking for ways to meet their families' daily needs and put food on the table. They have a heavier burden. And Stephen Deal, ELCA Regional Representative for Central America, has observed in his work that although everyone is exposed and vulnerable to this virus, the population of migrants and refugees are even more vulnerable. They've got no place to shelter in place. Migration and gender justice were already key emphases for Global Mission, Durst said, and as societal inequities have grown due to the pandemic, Global Mission has deepened its commitment to accompany companions in the pursuit of justice. Though the challenges are great, success stories from the initial LDR-funded responses give Durst hope for the future. In the Egyptian context, for example, COVID-19 has increased the discrimination faced daily by refugees and migrants. Durst said making it difficult for them to find work. A cash grant program for migrants and refugees offered by St. Andrew's Refugee Services in Cairo is providing relief. In April, less than a week after giving birth, Aisha, last name withheld, experienced domestic abuse. This organization helped Aisha and her baby relocate to a safe and stable home, paired her with a caseworker, and provided a grant to cover some living costs. Staff report that she is now rebuilding her life. Staff at Lutheran Healthcare in Bangladesh have reported that an LDR grant for personal protective equipment and other medical supplies helped the center stay open and treat patients, adding that they didn't stop service for a single day, even during the lockdown. When the Indian government announced a lockdown in March, Rekha, a factory worker in Kolkata, lost wages and couldn't buy food. With LDR funds, Lutheran World Service India gave Rekha and 79 other residents at a homeless shelter daily meals and hygiene kits during the shutdown. They met all my needs. Staff are helpful and stand beside me and all of us at the shelter, she said. In Jerusalem, Augusta Victoria Hospital used LDR funding to purchase medical equipment and build up its capacity to test and treat COVID-19 patients. Within 3 weeks of receiving its first case in April, the hospital had been declared free of the virus, staff reported. The Evangelical Lutheran Church of Gambia collaborated with the national government to distribute hand-washing materials, sanitizer, face masks, and gloves to select communities and sustenance to 300 families experiencing income loss due to the virus. Jenna Jalo, a villager from Gambia's west coast, had just returned from the market, worried about how she'd feel to her children and grandchildren when she encountered a surprise. "What I could see is a bag of rice and oil," she recalled. "I said, 'Oh my God, what a mighty God you are. Thank you, God. I'm a Muslim, but I'm grateful to God through the church.'" Durst thinks ELCA congregations have much to learn from their Lutheran and ecumenical partners' response to the pandemic. She highlights the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Sierra Leone, which built on its knowledge from fighting the Ebola crisis and quickly implemented a coordinated hygiene campaign to prevent COVID-19, aided by LDR funding. "I hope the congregations here can follow the lead of churches in Africa and be promoters of what we really need to do now to counter behaviors we're seeing arise in the U.S. We know," she said, "the church has a key role there, so maybe the church can have a key role here." Well, Global Mission Diaconia staff partnered with Companions to address health, hunger, and poverty issues brought on by the pandemic. Ministry and education leaders are supporting adaptations in spiritual care. 2 days after Kenya detected its first case of COVID-19, Nagata Lutheran Church was ordered to stop services. Church leaders pivoted, working with volunteer preachers to deliver in-person worship for family homesteads on a rotating basis while following and communicating physical distancing guidelines. The congregation created a WhatsApp group where members could access the weekly sermon and readings and engage in discussion, and offered a new online giving opportunity. Simon Kiingo, the head elder, noticed that offerings and engagement have grown as a result. "The church gives light. It gives direction to life," he said, "especially in the context of the coronavirus. They see that there is hope." Like many ELCA congregations and institutions, a Protestant church, Batak in Indonesia, started offering pastoral care to its members via Zoom. Its staff produced web content with uplifting Christian messages and music while in-person meetings were suspended. Although people are experiencing great pain due to the virus, Deborah Sinaga, the pastor there, says such resources allow them to freely express their situation. Munther Isaac, pastor of Christmas Lutheran Church in Bethlehem, reported that his congregation had shifted to offering prayers and worship via social media as well. "Although fear and loss of livelihood have devastated many, and the occupation continues to expand, devotional practices have galvanized hope. In the midst of all these difficult situations, I've seen the best of our community coming together and helping one another. And of course, the church is part of that," Isaac said during a Peace Nas Walls seminar connecting engaged ELCA members with companions in the Holy Land. In May, Chicago-based Mission Formation staff hosted For the Healing of the Nations, a virtual prayer service that recognized global anxiety and reminded participants of the peace to be found in God. More than 400 people participated, including companions from the Asia-Pacific region, Latin America, and the Caribbean. "We as a team are normally traveling around the country with the global musician educators during the summer months as we partner with synods and congregations to lead assemblies, retreats, and consultations, but those events have all either been postponed or canceled," said Phil Ladure, Program Director for Education and Curriculum Development. "This has been a time of letting go and letting God lead us into new types of engagement we've never attempted in the past." Likewise, ELCA missionaries continue their work in adapted formats, leaning on technology for remote communication with companions and following prevention measures while in the field. Melpika Padilla, said he hopes that missionaries who have returned to the U.S. can be deployed back to their countries of service by late summer or early fall. Durst is tracking each country so global mission leaders can determine when it's safe to travel there. The Young Adults and Global Ministry Program has been suspended for the 2020-2021 program year, but volunteers who had planned on serving this year will receive priority placement for that year, said Michael Busby, Interim Director for Global Service. During this Sabbath, the staff are facilitating program-wide evaluation. As for those companions with ELCA-funded scholarships, Caleb Sutherland, director of the International Leaders Program, said that in partnership with companion churches and ELCA educational institutions, his team is focused on providing ongoing support. This is an especially challenging time to be far from home, to attempt international travel, and to reimagining summer plans. He said, noting that some students had returned home while others remain on the campus. For new incoming students, we continue to be optimistic and flexible about how the fall semester will unfold. For some, this will mean adjusting to online learning or finding other hybrid solutions until U.S. embassies again start to issue visas and travel becomes more stable. At this press time, Global Mission staff are making plans with companions to embed long-term recovery work in their responses to the pandemic, such as growing community gardens in rural Guatemala, which was hit hard by the virus. But with $1.5 million in LDR funds allocated for global response to COVID-19 nearly depleted, Durst anticipates a need for more funding before 2020's end. We're hearing that the effects of the pandemic are going to be widespread, impacting every aspect of life, she said. Health is obvious. Livelihood is becoming one of the key things. When men are not providing, there's more opportunity for depression, leading to gender-based violence in the household. All of those things can lead to instability. We're thinking about peace and reconciliation, as well as how it's going to impact migration. The good side of that is we already do work in those areas. ELCA World Hunger partners with Global Companions to implement myriad programs that address the root causes of hunger and poverty. Some have already shifted response to the pandemic. For instance, a skills development program for Ghanaian women changed its focus, and participants began sewing face masks for their community. In addition, Malpica Padilla is working on a pilot program to equip leaders of companion churches and institutions to apply for government grants to continue serving their communities. Whatever we do should lead not only to the liberation of the self, but of communities, he said. With staff leaders, Malpica Padilla is reviewing a high level of the intersectionality of existing programs, and he anticipates creating connections to address evolving needs brought about by this virus. Amid great changes, Tammy Jackson, Senior Director for Mission Formation, remains optimistic. The interruption caused by COVID-19 has allowed global mission opportunities to pause and to think of new directions, resources, and ways to engage with our companions and ELCA members. Through the generous support of ELCA members, we're able to be a source of light in this time of great uncertainty, and through our actions, to serve as reminders that God sees us, regards us, and loves us.